我今天很开心。
I am very happy today.
不单刚才我们听到弟兄姐妹替我们预备那么久的一个清唱的套曲。
We just heard the cantata that our brothers and sisters has prepared for a long time.
也看到很多老朋友、新的朋友或者很久没来到我们教会的弟兄姐妹，我很开心。
I see many old friends and new faces and those I haven't seen in a while.
那刚才我相信大家都很留意、很专心的来听这一个套曲。
I believe that every one of you was really focusing on the cantata.
那这个题目就是刚才那个cantata 的题目是奇迹第一个晚上。
The name of the cantata is Night of Miracles.
那在整个从头到尾里面，其实提到很多个不同的那个奇迹。
So from the beginning to the end, it described a lot of miracles.
那不知道大家你觉得哪一个，或者你记得哪一个是最大的一个奇迹？
I don't know which one you remember, maybe as the biggest miracle.
不是考试。
It's not a test.
那我们先来看一下什么叫奇迹。
So what is a miracle?
那从这个网上或者那个Google 啊，我们查到很多有关这个奇迹。Miracle 的解释是什么？
So you can Google, you'll find a lot of definitions for miracle.
就是不可以用人的思维常识去解释的事情或者现象。
Something is called a miracle when you cannot explain it with a human rationale.
那我们就用神的作为来解释这个现象或者这个事情。
So we explain this is what God has done as a miracle.
所以在中文里面有的时候翻译不单是奇迹，也把它翻译成为神迹，神做的事情。
So sometimes in Chinese translation, you don't only just say it's a miracle, you also say it is God's work.
那就是不可思议的事情。
Something unbelievable.
人没办法明白的事情。
You cannot understand.
那你还记得刚才所唱的那个 cantata 里面有哪一个你觉得是最不可思议的事情？
So what do you remember as the most unbelievable thing that was just described in the cantata?
那我们试一下来回想哈。
Let's try to memorize.
这个作曲的这个作者把圣经里面所记载在那天晚上前前后后所发生的事情都放在这个套曲里面。
So the composer of the songs described a lot of things that happened before and after the night that Jesus was born.
那我记得的第一个是天使加百列他在向玛利亚来显现。
So I remember Gabriel,showing in front of Mary.
那告诉她圣灵会临在你的身上。
Telling her that the Holy Spirit will come onto her.
你会怀孕。
You will conceive.
你会生一个男孩。
You will give birth to a baby boy.
你要把他的名字叫耶稣。
You'll name him Jesus.
然后在前面那一段我们也看到在一个晚上
We also see that one night.
那约瑟带了他这个未婚妻。
So Joseph and his fiancée.
那个时候他已经怀孕很重。
She's already pregnant at that time.
他们要到这个伯利恒这个城里面。
They are going to Bethlehem.
然后在那边他们要找地方住。
They need to find a place to live.
没有地方住。
There's nowhere.
最后玛利亚就在那个一个客店里面的养生出的一个地方，在那边把这个小孩生下来。
And Mary gave birth to the baby at a manger.
还有我们有看到后面提到的 在旷野里面有不少的牧羊人。
We also see that there are many shepherds in the fields.
那神的天使就向他们显现。
God's angels showed to them.
把这个大好的信息告诉他们。
And proclaim to them the great news.
你们所等待的这一个弥赛亚，你们的救主已经诞生了。
The Messiah that you are waiting, is born.
好，跟着我们也看到，在他这个天使告诉了牧羊人以后。
So after the angels appeared to the shepherds.
那天上显现突然出现的一大队的天兵。
There are a great company of heavenly hosts.
跟着那个天使一起来赞美神。
Together with the angels, were give glory to the Lord.
那最后我们也听到也看到的，就是有三个不一定是三个，有几个从东方来的博士。
We see that there are several wise men.
我们看到那个天上那个很明亮的那个星星。
Wise men from the east, they saw a bright star.
他们知道这个星星是代表犹太人的新生的王会诞生。
They know that the star represents a king, a newborn king of Jews.
然后他们跟随这个星星，最后到了伯利恒。
They followed the star to Bethlehem.
也找到这个婴孩耶稣。
They found the baby Jesus.
其实每一个都是神迹奇事。
All of these are miracles.
都是我们很难解释的一件事情。
They are very hard to explain.
但当中最大的一个神迹是什么？
What is the biggest miracle?
我觉得最大的神迹就是这一个在天上的王。
The biggest miracle is
这个三位一体真神的父子圣灵中间那个子神。
It is the King in the of the heavens, the Son, the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in which the Holy Spirit and the Son
从天上降到人间
came down to the earth from the heaven,
生在这个马槽
born in a manger,
也活在人的中间
and live among us.
那是最大的神迹
That's the greatest miracle.
是最难以想象。
That's unbelievable.
难以明白的一件事情。
Upon our imagination.
想一下这个天上的君王。
Imagine the king of the heavens.
他降卑来到这个世界。
He humbled himself to this earth.
他一出生的时候。
When he was born.
这个世界不认识他。
The world doesn't know him.
不迎接他。
Does not welcome him.
到最后他只能在这个马槽里面生下来。
So he was born in a manger.
刚才我们听的很长的一段他们唱 No room, no room, 没有地方，没有地方。
We heard that in the song it says no room, no room.
我们作为父母的都希望我们的小孩生下来有一个比较好的环境。
As parents, we all hope that our child is born in a good household.
这一位天上的王
But this King of Heavens
来到这个地上
come to this earth,
长在一个可以说是贫穷的家庭
and was born in a poor family,
连这个小康的家庭也算不上
not even middle class.
好，那妈妈是一个很贫穷的少女
Mom is a very poor teenager.
爸爸可以说是一个工人阶级
and father is a carpenter.
他是一个木匠
Yeah.
所以那我们这很难理解、我们以为这个天上的王来到这个地上应该是在一个比较好的环境家庭长大。
We would think that the king from heaven, when he was born in the earth, should come into a good family.
然后他生下来就要面对危险。
And when he was born, he faces dangers.
这个在那个时候的管理犹太地的这一个希律王，他因为他怕这一个生下来的犹太人的皇会取代他。
So the king at that time that ruled over the Jews, he's afraid of this king of the Jews.
那他就要下命令要找这个生下来的王。
So he's looking for this king.
所以约瑟跟玛利亚把 耶稣要带到埃及，要逃难。
So Joseph and Mary has to escape to Egypt.
其实后面我们所看到的圣经里面记载，耶稣长大了以后，他出来传道，他也是面对很多的反对。
So when we can see that when Jesus grew up and he came out to preach, he meets a lot of reject.
人藐视他。
People look down upon him.
宗教的领袖反对他。
Religious leaders does not like him.
到最后，他跟随他的门徒其中一个出卖他。
And one of his followers betrayed him.
他被抓。
He was captured.
他被鞭打。
He was bitten.
到最后他死在这个十字架上面。
He died on the cross.
那作为天上一个王来到这个地上要面对种种的困难。
So as a king from the heavens, when he comes to the earth, he has to face so many difficulties.
我觉得这个是最难明白，最不可思议的。
This is very hard to understand.
那为什么他要这样做？
Why does he want to do this?
为什么他要从天上降到人间？
Why does he want to come from the heaven to the earth?
住在人的当中。
Live among us.
最后为了人被钉在十字架上。
Why does he have to die for us?
那要找这个答案，我想最好就是从圣经里面看。
The best way to find the answer is to look into the Bible.
直接从耶稣基督他自己告诉我们。
What Jesus himself tells us.
为什么他要来到这个世界？
Why he has to come?
圣经里面记载了很多地方，耶稣告诉我们为什么他要来到这个世界。
There are many descriptions why Jesus has to come to the earth.
今天我只选了三个跟大家来分享。
I'm going to tell you three of them.
那第一个，耶稣来到这个世界。
First.
他告诉我们
，Jesus tells us，
他要来摆上他们的生命，做多人的赎价。
He come to the earth to give his life as a ransom for many。
在马太福音啊，马可福音第十章里面是这样讲的。
In Mark 10:45，
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.And to give his life as a ransom for many.
那我们先问着什么是赎价。
So what is a ransom?
为什么他耶稣要来做这个赎价？
Why do we need a ransom?
他怎么样来做这个赎价？
How does it become our ransom?
那从这个赎价当中，这个 ransom 可能是可以从两个方面来看。
We look at it from two aspects.
第一个就是人行动受到控制，或者他人受到捆绑，需要被释放。
So first is that man is ruled under something and needs to be set free.
所以要赔上，要付上一个价钱。
So you need to pay for that.
另外一个解释是，人犯罪。所以要面对一个刑罚，要付这个代价。
Second is that man has sinned and need to pay for it.
我记得很久以前。
I remember.
那个时候我可能是刚来美国。
When I just came to the United States.
也刚学会怎么样开车。
I just learned how to drive.
那有一次我要做办某样事情。
I need to do something.
要到城里面。
I went in town.
所以开车到了城里面。
So I drove there.
停了车。
Parked.
心里面已经觉得很好了，我已经开到城里面。
I feel good that I made it.
然后下车我就去办我的事情。
And then I parked there and to do what I need to do.
然后办完事情，我回到停车的地方。
When I came back,
发现我的车不见了。
I cannot find my car.
找不到我的车。
Where's my car?
在那个时候，我心里面就是有点彷徨。
I was a little bit scared.
但后来有人来告诉我。
And then someone told me,
说这个地方不能停车的。
You cannot park here.
你的车多半被人拖了。
Your car's been towed.
你也要去找。
You need to find it.
结果我是要打电话去找到那个哪一个公司拖了我的车。
So I need to call and find which company towed my car.
我还要付钱。
I need to pay.
付这个拖车的费用。
For the fee.
那个是 付了这个费用，我才能 拿到我的车。
And then I can get my car back.
不但是要付这个拖车的费用。
Not only to pay the fee for towing.
还要付这个随便乱停车那个罚款。
I also need to pay for a ticket that I parked where I should.
因为那个地方是不可以停车的。
Because it's not allowed to park there.
还好，我只是给一个地方一个同一个时间把两个还款都两个人都付了。
So luckily, I was able to do this.
那同样我们来看的时候是耶稣基督来的。
So when Jesus comes,
是为了帮助我们、啊、从让我们从这个罪的捆绑当中释放出来。
Is he come to set us free from sin?
我们人生下来是有罪。
We were born with sin.
我们也活在这个罪的当中。
And our life, daily life is sinful.
我们需要耶稣基督来为我们付这个赎价。
We need Jesus to pay for us.
把我们从这个罪当中释放出来。
To set us free from sin.
同时也因为我们所犯的罪。
But also because of our sins.
耶稣基督就为我们死在十字架上面。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
以他这个无罪的生命来代替我们。
So he died with his innocent life for us.
付上我们该付的刑罚的代价。
He paid for us.
所以第一个他来的原因是要摆上他的生命做多人。
So the first reason that he is here is to present his life as a ransom for many.
第二个他来是因为他要呼召罪人来悔改。
Second, he come to call sinners to repentance.
在路加福音里面是这样说的。
In Luke, it says,
耶稣对他们说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。
And Jesus answered them, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
那耶稣不单来帮我们付上这个赎罪的代价。
Not only did Jesus pay for our sins.
他也来告诉我们，我们是有罪的人，我们犯了罪，我们需要悔改。
He also wants us to know that we are sinful and we need to repent.
他用这个有病的人需要医生来帮助我们来明白。
It helps us to understand when we talk about patient and a physician.
我们有罪。
We are sinful.
需要他的拯救。
We need his salvation.
就好像我们有病需要看医生。
Like as if we are sick and we need to see the doctor.
但很多时候困难的地方在哪儿？
But what is the difficulty?
困难的地方就是我们不觉得我们有罪。
It is that we don't think we are sinful.
早上我们觉得我们没病。
We think we are healthy.
那我们就不需要去看医生。
Then we don't need to see the doctor.
在几个月前。
Several months ago.
那有一天我太太跟我说。
My wife told me one day.
那你的脸上好像多了一点的黑斑。
There are some black spots on your face.
那当然，我平常不是常常看到我自己的面。
I don't always look into the mirror.
所以脸上有的黑斑，我也不太注意。
I didn't notice that.
她提了我以后，我就慢慢去看了。
After she told me, I looked at it.
刷牙的时候，早上我也去看。
In the morning when I brush my teeth.
然后才感觉到好像有点不太平安。
And then I feel not peaceful in my mind.
不过还是觉得还没事吧。
But I thought it's okay.
那后来我就去看我的家庭医生。
But then I saw my family doctor.
每年的身体检查。
For a physical check.
那我就告诉他了。
And then I told him.
他就跟我帮我看。
And he looked at it.
看完他甚至拍了一个照片给我看。
And he took a photo of it and showed me.
然后给我自己看。他说我也不太肯定，应该没事吧。
He said, I'm not sure. I think it is fine.
不过还是一看一个专科比较好。
But it's better that you see a specialist.
所以最后我还是要安排要去看一个皮肤病的专家。
So I scheduled another appointment.
去看看是什么问题。
To see what the problem is.
那如果我太太不提我。
So if my wife doesn't tell me that.
那我的家庭医生也不告诉我的话。
My family doctor doesn't tell me that.
我就觉得自己没事。
Now think it's all fine.
我就不去看。 这个特别的专家。
I won't see the terminologist.
同样我们也一样，我们平常不觉得我们有什么困难。
And the same for us. Usually we don't think there are any difficulties.
当我们犯罪得罪神以后，
When we sin,
我们也不觉得什么。
We don't feel it.
但当耶稣来到这个世上，
But when Jesus came to the earth,
当人看见耶稣的时候，
When we see Jesus,
人就看到自己的罪，
We see our sins.
在刚才这一段经文前面五章的八节里面，
So as in Luke chapter 5,
讲到耶稣呼召他其中一个门徒，
It says that Jesus was calling one of his disciples,
这彼得，
Peter.
彼得看到耶稣的时候，
When Peter see Jesus,
他说，主啊，离开我。
He said, go away from me.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
跟着他就跟随了耶稣。
And then he followed Jesus.
那所以耶稣来是帮助我们。
So Jesus come to help us.
让我们知道我们是罪人。
Let us realize that we are sinners.
以致我们愿意悔改。
So that we are willing to repent.
我们可以向他求帮助。
We can ask him for help.
最后一个我们来看的。
Last.
耶稣来的原因。
The last reason that Jesus come.
就是要来给人有永远的生命。
Is to give us eternal life.
大家可能很熟的一段经文。
A scripture that everyone knows.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
那我相信在圣诞节里面，
I believe at Christmas time,
大家都预备了很多礼物送给弟兄姐妹，送给朋友。
You prepared many gifts for brothers and sisters and your friends.
那我们也收了很多的礼物。
You also received a lot of gifts.
但大家要记得我们所得到的最大的礼物。
But please remember the greatest gift that we ever received.
就是耶稣基督为我们预备的这一份大礼物。
It is the present that Jesus prepared for us.
就是永远的生命。
That is eternal life.
信了耶稣的人，
When you believe in Jesus,
就有永远的生命。
You have eternal life.
那信了耶稣的人在这个世界上也会一样死亡。
Those who believe in Jesus also die from this world.
那个是肉身的死亡。
That is the die of flesh.
但我们的灵魂那是永远长存。
But our spirit will live eternally.
当我们的肉身过去了以后，
When our flesh perish,
信了耶稣的人他的灵魂就与神与基督永远同在。
The spirit of those who believe in Jesus will be with God forever.
不会下到地狱受苦。
Does not go to hell and suffer.
那就是这个礼物。
That's the present.
那我们需要回应的就是怎么样去接受这个礼物。
We need to know how to accept the gift.
当我们愿意相信耶稣的时候，
If you are willing to believe in him,
我们就把这个大的礼物接过来。
That means you accept the gift.
那我们得到的就是永远的生命。
Then we receive eternal life.
我们也得到在今生里面得到的帮助。
We also get all the help from God this life.
所以耶稣来到这个世界，
So Jesus came to this world.
他不单是为我们付上这个赎教，
He not only paid for our sin.
他不单来告诉我们，我们是罪人，我们需要悔改。
He not only tell us that we are sinners and we need to repent.
同样，他为我们预备了这一个大的礼物。
He also prepared this greatest gift for us.
他希望我们可以接受这个礼物。
He hoped that we all receive and accept it.
希望我们可以有这个永远的生命。
That we all get eternal life.
那个就是。他来到这个世界的原因。
That's why he came to the earth.
所以其实我们刚才说最不可思议的事情。
So the most unbelievable thing is.
当我们从这三点来看的时候。
When we looked at it from these three aspects,
那我们就明白
we understand
耶稣为什么要降生在人的当中。
Why Jesus came and lived among us.
那我给大家一个请求或者邀请。
I ask you,
如果你还没有接受这一份礼物，
If you have not yet accepted this gift,
你愿意来接受这一份已经为你预备好的礼物吗？
Are you willing to accept this gift that was prepared for you?
这一份礼物已经预备好。
It is already prepared for you.
2000多年前，耶稣已经来到这个世界。
2000 years ago, Jesus came to this earth.
他也为了你我这样的罪人死在十字架上。
He died for sinners like you and me.
赎价已经付上。
He has paid for our sins.
今天他来呼召我。
Today he calls us.
让我们明白我们需要他。
To let us understand that we all need him.
让我们愿意来接受这一份礼物。
So that we want, are willing to accept the gift.
相信他。
Believe in him.
跟随他。
Follow him.
我们有永远的生命。
So that we have eternal life.
你愿意接受吗？
Do you want to accept?
你愿意接受吗？
Do you want to accept?
想一下这样。
So imagine,
可能你也跟我一样，有一天你停车停在那个地方。
That one day you parked at a spot that you should not.
办完你的事情。
Did what you have to do.
回来，你发现你的车已不见了。
Came back and found that your car is not there anymore.
你在彷徨。
You're confused.
你不知道该怎么样做。
You don't know what to do.
那个时候有一个人走过来。
And then someone came to you.
他告诉你。
And he said,
你犯了什么错误？
What happened?
他指一下那边有一个牌写的不能停车的。
There's a sign says no parking.
你要停车的话会被人拖走的。
You'll be told if you parked.
你告诉你，你犯了这个问题。
That person tells you what happened.
所以你的车被人拖走。
That's why your car has been told.
他说不要紧。
But no problem.
我已经替你付了那个拖车那个代价。
I already paid the fee for you.
他把一个收据给你看。
And he showed you the receipt.
钱已经付了。
It's already paid.
那你可能不太相信他。
You cannot believe him.
他也给你一个照片。
He gave you a photo.
现在用手机拍了一个照片。
With his phone.
这是你的车停在哪儿。
Look, this is your car. That's where you parked.
说，来吧。
He said, come.
我可以带你去拿回你的车。
I'll show you how to get your car back.
只要你相信我，
Just believe me,
跟着我去，
Follow me,
你就可以拿回你的车。
You can get your car back.
你愿意去跟着他去拿你的车吗？
Are you willing to follow him to get your car?
我想大家都可能会这样。
I believe you all will go.
同样，今天耶稣基督来呼召我们。
So the same thing, Jesus calls us today.
告诉我们
tells us,
我已经为你钉在十字架上面。
I already paid for your sin and I died on the cross.
赎价已经付了。
I paid the ransom.
你跟随我。
You follow me.
相信我。
Believe in me.
我可以带你到天父那边去。
I will bring you to God the Father.
让你可以得到平安。
So you get the peace.
得到喜乐，
you get happiness, joy,
得到盼望，
and hope.
你愿意跟随我吗？
Are you willing to follow me?
你愿意相信我？
Are you willing to believe in me?
盼望当中我们还没相信耶稣，不太认识耶稣的。
I hope those of us who does not know Jesus.
今天可能你第一次听到这一个福音。
Maybe,
大好的信息。
Maybe this is the first time you've heard about this great news.
听到有关这个礼物。
Heard about the gift.
我希望你可以愿意来接受这个礼物。
I hope that you're willing to accept the gift.
因为神的恩典临到你。
Because God's grace is upon you today.
如果以前你听过但你没有决定的话。
If you've heard about it before but have not decided.
我更加为你感恩。
I thank God.
因为神没有离弃你，
Because God did not abandon you.
再一次来提醒你，
He came to remind you again.
这个礼物已经预备好了，
The gift is already prepared.
你只要伸出你的手，
I reach out with your hands.
就去接这个礼物，
And accept it.
我们一起来低头，我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
在祷告的时候
When we pray,
我希望我们当中弟兄姐妹回想神是怎么样恩待我们
I hope that we think of God's grace.
那我们来感谢神
We thank him.
我们也盼望当中我们还没认识还没接受耶稣的朋友
I hope those who does not know Jesus
亲人
Our friends and families
愿意在这个时候
And wants to
向耶稣来说
Say to the Lord
耶稣谢谢你
Thank you Lord
为我降生在这个世界
That you were born to this world for me
也为我钉在这个十字架上
You died on the cross for me
我承认我是一个罪人
I confess that I am a sinner
我谢谢你来救赎了我
Thank you for your salvation.
让我知道我是一个罪人。
So that I know I am a sinner.
需要你的帮助。
I need your help.
我愿意跟随你。
I want to follow you.
我愿意相信你。
I want to believe in you.
愿意伸出我的手来接你给我这个永生的礼物。
I want to reach out and accept the eternal gift.
也是很简单的一件事情。
It's a very easy thing to do.
只需要我们向神说，耶稣说，我愿意相信。
You only need to tell Jesus, I am willing to believe.
我盼望我们当中真的有感动的，你就向耶稣说，我一样愿意来跟随你，愿意来相信你。
I hope some of us can say this, that I want to follow you and believe in you.
主，我们就在这个时候求你的灵在我们每一个人的心里面来运行。
Lord, we ask that your spirit come into our hearts.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们看到我们是有病的人。
Let us see that we are not healthy.
我们需要医治。
We need a doctor.
我们是有罪的。
We are sinners.
需要耶稣基督的拯救。
We need Jesus' salvation.
我们愿意来接受。
We want to accept.
相信神，你在当中来工作的时候
，When you do your work, Lord,
人的内心最有回应。
That we will, our heart will reflect.
我们再一次来呼求神
，That we come,
你就在我们的心里面来动工。
That you work in our heart.
谢谢主，我们就在这个时候向你献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we thank you at this time.
在圣诞节这个时候
，At the Christmas time.
让我们回想
that we think,
神你从天上降到人间
that your incarnation,
也住在我们当中
live among us,
也为我们死在十字架上面
die for us on the cross.
我们感谢你
we thank you,
再次来说谢谢主
and we say, thank you, Lord.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.